Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Endometriosis Fertility Plan: Optimizing Fertility with Endometriosis by Dr. Suzanne Abdelazim is a practical, medically-oriented guide focused on one of the most difficult intersections in reproductive health, how to preserve and improve fertility while living with endometriosis. Although detailed public summaries of the book are limited, the title and the author's clinical background strongly indicate a nonfiction health book designed to help readers understand how endometriosis affects conception and what treatment pathways may support pregnancy goals. The subject sits at the intersection of gynecology, fertility medicine, and patient education. In that context, the book is likely to emphasize individualized planning rather than one-size-fits-all advice, reflecting the reality that endometriosis can affect ovarian function, pelvic anatomy, inflammation, and implantation in different ways. Its purpose is not simply to explain the condition, but to frame fertility decision-making around diagnosis, treatment timing, and reproductive options. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how endometriosis disrupts conception through inflammation, anatomy, and ovulation. A central topic in a book about fertility and endometriosis is the biological reason the condition can interfere with pregnancy. Endometriosis is not only a pain disorder. It can alter the reproductive environment in several overlapping ways. Inflammation in the pelvis may affect egg quality, sperm transport, and fertilization. Adhesions and scar tissue can distort the relationship between the ovaries and fallopian tubes, making it harder for an egg to be captured and move toward implantation. The disease can also affect ovarian reserve if cysts or repeated surgery damage healthy tissue. In some patients, hormonal disruption further complicates ovulation and implantation. A fertility-focused guide must explain these mechanisms because treatment choices depend on them. For example, mild disease may be managed differently from advanced disease with endometriomas or significant scarring. By connecting symptoms to reproductive function, the book likely helps readers understand why infertility in endometriosis is often multifactorial and why evaluating only one part of the system is usually insufficient. Secondly, why individualized treatment planning matters more than a single standard protocol. The strongest practical message suggested by the book title is that fertility management in endometriosis must be personalized. Patients differ widely in age, symptom burden, disease stage, prior surgeries, ovarian reserve, and urgency to conceive. A standard protocol would ignore these differences and could lead to unnecessary delays or overly aggressive treatment. A thoughtful fertility plan typically begins with clarifying priorities: immediate conception, symptom control, fertility preservation, or preparation for assisted reproduction. From there, the clinician can weigh whether expectant management, ovulation support, surgery, or in vitro fertilization is most appropriate. This individualized approach is especially important because some treatments improve pain but do not directly improve fertility, while others may help conception but carry risks. The book likely emphasizes shared decision-making, which is consistent with modern gynecologic care and with the author's clinical profile. For readers, this approach is valuable because it reframes treatment as a strategic sequence of decisions rather than a passive response to symptoms. Thirdly, the role of surgery in restoring pelvic anatomy and improving reproductive options. Surgical management is a major theme in any serious discussion of endometriosis and fertility. In selected patients, laparoscopic excision or removal of endometriotic lesions may improve pelvic anatomy, reduce pain, and increase the likelihood of conception. Surgery can be particularly relevant when adhesions, endometriomas, or blocked anatomy interfere with reproductive function. At the same time, the book likely treats surgery as a benefit with limits, rather than a universal solution. Repeated operations can harm ovarian reserve, and any procedure carries the possibility of adhesion formation or incomplete removal of disease. That means the timing and extent of surgery matter as much as the decision to operate. A fertility-focused plan has to ask whether surgery should come before conception attempts, before assisted reproduction, or not at all if ovarian reserve is already fragile. This topic is important because it shows the trade-off at the center of endometriosis care: symptom relief, anatomical correction, and fertility preservation often overlap, but they do not always point to the same intervention. Fourthly, when assisted reproductive technologies become part of the fertility strategy, another likely pillar of the book is the role of assisted reproductive technologies, especially in vitro fertilization. When natural conception is unlikely or time is limited, endometriosis can reduce fertility even after medical or surgical care. So a realistic plan often includes discussing when to move to fertility treatment rather than continuing to wait. IVF may bypass some of the pelvic barriers created by endometriosis, including tubal damage or severe adhesions, and can be especially useful for older patients or those with diminished ovarian reserve. The book likely situates RT not as a failure of treatment but as one tool in a broader plan. That distinction matters because many patients benefit from understanding that escalation to IVF can be a strategic choice based on anatomy, age, and reproductive goals. The issue is not only whether conception is possible, but whether the chosen path preserves the best chance within a limited fertility window. A practical guide should therefore help readers compare the relative advantages of timed intercourse, ovulation support, intrauterine insemination, and IVF. Lastly, fertility preservation, lifestyle support, and long-term planning around disease progression. A comprehensive fertility plan for endometriosis should also address what happens when conception is not immediate. Fertility preservation, including egg or embryo freezing, can be important for patients who expect delays, need repeated surgery, or face declining ovarian reserve. This topic is especially relevant because endometriosis can be chronic and progressive, and reproductive goals do not always align neatly with symptom management. The book likely also considers supportive measures such as nutritional strategies, anti-inflammatory habits, and stress management. But these should be understood as adjuncts rather than replacements for medical care. Their value lies in supporting overall health, treatment tolerance, and patient agency. Long-term planning is important because endometriosis care often involves multiple phases: symptom control, fertility attempts, reassessment, and possible escalation of treatment. A book that addresses preservation and planning offers more than short-term advice. It helps readers think ahead. That forward-looking perspective is a meaningful differentiator in a category that often focuses only on current symptoms or immediate pregnancy attempts. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a fertility-focused, clinically informed understanding of endometriosis rather than a general overview of the condition. It should be especially useful for patients who are actively trying to conceive, considering surgery, weighing IVF, or trying to understand why previous effort shave not worked. Healthcare readers may also find value in its likely emphasis on individualized planning, because that reflects how endometriosis care is handled in practice. What makes the book stand out in its category is its narrow and practical focus, instead of treating endometriosis only as a pain condition. It frames the disease through the lens of reproductive decision-making. That gives it a more specialized purpose than many broader women's health books. Readers can expect the greatest benefit from its likely integration of diagnosis, treatment timing, surgical considerations, and fertility preservation into one planning framework. In a field where advice is often fragmented, a book organized around optimizing fertility can provide clearer structure and more realistic expectations for people navigating a complex diagnosis. If you would like to support Dr. Suzanne Abdelazim, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.